I'm Mark Rumsey. The First Amendment prohibits establishment of an official religion in the U.S. When a government body steers too close to that, federal courts have stepped in to decide what's legal and what's not. The Federal Appeals Court in Richmond, Virginia, now is considering a case from Rowan County, northeast of Charlotte. At issue is whether county commissioners should be allowed to lead Christian prayers before their meetings. WFAE's David Borax has been following the case. He joins me now. David, how did the Rowan County Commission's prayer practices wind up at the appeals court?
Well, Mark, commissioners used to start their meetings with a prayer led by one of the commissioners. It was almost always an overtly Christian prayer, about 97% of the time over 5.5 years. Then three residents sued to stop the practice back in 2013 with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union. So while the cases in court, commissioners have had someone else lead the prayers. It's usually a public safety chaplain.
This is at the federal appeals court level now. What happened at the lower courts?
A federal district court judge here in North Carolina sided with the residents. He ruled that the practice crossed the line on separation of church and state. But then a three-judge panel of the federal appeals court reversed that ruling and sided with Rowan County. So the ACLU asked to have the case heard by all 15 members of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. And that hearing was Wednesday, and it lasted about an hour and a half, and it was a real back and forth. The judges asked lots of questions of lawyers for both sides.
Why does Rowan County think that it's okay to have commissioners lead prayers before their meetings?
Well, you know, this is the most important case about prayer at public meetings since 2014. That's when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that prayers before local board meetings in the town of Greece, New York, were legal, and that set a national precedent. Rowan County's lawyer, Allison Ho, said that Rowan County Commission's practice is practically identical to Greece's, and it's part of a tradition going back to the nation's founding.
The Supreme Court has expressly approved every feature of the county's legislative prayer practice, save one, that legislators pray.
But one of the judges quickly challenged Ho.
Aren't you overlooking the crucial feature that we all know that in town of Greece it was guest ministers who were delivering the prayers, and here's the county commissioners themselves, and don't the county commissioners more than any guest ministers represent the very embodiment of the state?
Your Honor, let me begin with your question.
Ho argued again that the Greece case allows sectarian prayer no matter who delivers it. Another lawyer who represented more than two dozen states who filed briefs in support of the county talked about how prayers are traditional and widespread and people know they're not meant to coerce or proselytize. His name is Albert Lynn.
The question is, what would the reasonable person who was sitting in this, you know, a particular Rowan County commission meeting be familiar with? And I think the fact that we have found that 144 of the 319 counties in the Fourth Circuit use exclusively lawmaker-led prayer, that phrases like let us pray or please stand or will you stand are quite common, in fact.
And Mark, several of the judges challenged that. One of them asked Lynn how it wouldn't be coercion if someone felt pressure to join in or stand during the prayer so they wouldn't stand out as different in front of elected officials about to vote on their rezoning or whatever.
Well, David, I understand the residents and the ACLU also think the Greece-New York decision supports their case. What's their argument?
Well, that's right, Mark. The big difference is that in Greece, it's not elected officials leading the prayers, as in Rowan. Here's the ACLU's Chris Brook in an exchange with Judge Allison Duncan.
One of the key factors here is the fact that over a 5.5 year period, the only people who were praying in Rowan County were elected officials.
Goes back to Judge Gregory's question and mine to a certain extent. It's the speaker, not the content.
That is the primary argument that we're making this morning, Judge Duncan.
David, what happens next?
Well, the 15-judge panel will take all the filings they've gotten on this and this week's oral arguments, and they'll appoint a judge to write an opinion. In a case like this, it could take months. We may not hear anything until the end of the year or early 2018.
WFAE's David Borax, thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark.